This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Pete's favourite piece was the cannon. Lisa's was the race car. So they love that the Monopoly game is back at Macca's with a 1 in 5 chance to win instantly.
We are joined now for a full state budget wrap that was handed down today by Jeff Parry from 7 News. Well, hi, Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff,
you
made it sound like you handed it down then, but, you know, you were there.
Not the most riveting budget I've ever sat through, I've got to be honest.
As budgets go. Jeff, look, what are the first... There's always lots of different things in a budget, but what are the first things that stand out because they will affect us all?
Well, you know, that's the thing that does stand out, because it's not going to be much effect for us all. And the reason is because it's a timing thing, Lisa, and it's because the election was in March, and they usually have a budget in May, and because May isn't that far from March, they decided to postpone the budget till September. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens is that in July, all the new charges come into effect. So they had to already deal with that. And as you'll recall, in July, everything went up. So our electricity went up. It's been eye-watering at 11%. Public transport went up at 11%. Water was up at 6%. All those have been dealt with. Now, they're normally dealt with in the budget. And flagged in May, and then they take effect in July, but of course the budget came in September, so already been and done and dusted.
Yeah.
So in that respect, we get off scot-free. But it is an important budget.
All right, who would you say are the biggest winners and biggest losers?
Well, depends.
We're not all in the second category, are we, Jeff?
No, look, if you were... See, where they've done this deed, if you like, is they've got stuck into some of the biggest companies by payroll tax. So you've got companies like BHP, Rio Tinto, West Farmers. They've all got payrolls over $1 billion. And if you've got a payroll over $1 billion, your payroll tax has gone up. So comes down to about 350 companies. So that's one. Put a circle around them. They've been hit. And you can put a circle around gold producers, gold miners, because they've had their royalty increased, and they've been fighting like hell to stop this over the years. The Barnett government looked at it and didn't do it, but McGowan has decided, no, they're going to do it. And with the gold price at $1,600 an ounce, they're going to pay this royalty, and they'll keep paying it while it's over $1,200 an ounce. Which they expect it to be. So they're going to raise sort of several hundred million that way. But they're the ones that are, and business isn't liking it, but they're pretty ones, the ones that have got stuck with this budget.
Now, Jeff, I got to ask, there is something that did catch my eye, and it's around power. And it says here that there are subsidies to power provider Synergy to offset its losses are going to be phased out by next year. Now, if those are going to be phased out and they're offsetting its losses, are we in for a higher rate of increase for power over the next couple of years?
Well, I think they call it the tap. All this sort of is going to get dealt with in the next budget. Maybe not. It depends. All these settings are set by government. It's impossible to tell. You know, in the next round, the government could say, you know, they put them up by 11% last time. They increased the fixed charge. Next time, they could say, all right, well, we belted you last time, and we're not going to increase, you know, power prices this time. It's completely up to them. It's very, and that's why it's sort of unpredictable. So we don't know what they'll do next time. We'll find out next time, if you like. But we've already, I mean, they were pretty eye-wateringly high increases last time. And the government made the excuse, of course, that we don't pay what it costs to generate the electricity. So if they want to reach that point, there's probably about another 8% to go.
Well, let's just end on a quick little something positive, considering we are broadcasting this week.
Well, haven't we been positive so far, Lisa?
No. I mean, a positive for where we're broadcasting from this week up and down Australia's Coral Coast, a total investment of $425 million in tourism. So that is good news for the area, right up and down Western Australia,
Look, a lot of the stuff in the budget is just putting price tags on stuff that they've already promised. So
Yeah.
You know, MetroNet, they're putting price tags on the sort of the railway line extensions and all that sort of stuff. So you know, it's an annual exercise and sort of my eyes glaze over if you're not into the accounts sort of thing. So, you know, I mean, there's three very big booklets that I'll post you, Lisa, and you can knock yourself out.
Oh, good. Okay. Once you've finished with them, Jeff, you... right, thank you. Thank you. Reading.
Thank you, Jeff Parry.
Oh, what a beauty. Talking footy with Dennis Cometti for Automasters.
Like a cork in the ocean over his head.
Mr. Cometti, hello from the lovely Port Denison.
How are you doing? I heard it must be lovely. Sunny up there, is it?
Oh, so beautiful. We've just had the most gorgeous sunset. We've had fantastic weather.
Well, I've been in Melbourne the last couple of days. It's been absolutely freezing.
It's raining right now. Yeah,
it's
raining in Melbourne
or where you are? In Melbourne.
Raining in Melbourne. I was just looking up at the screen and it was raining at the screen of the Crows game.
Yes.
Oh, that's Adelaide.
That's Adelaide.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
No big deal.
No, you carried the load. You carried the load when he wasn't here. Don't apologise.
Come on, mate. I haven't even said anything yet. You're getting stuck into me. Are you still sour because I beat you by one in the regular season?
I'm wondering why everyone was mouthing.
I'm getting serious now, though, because I noticed you did your best chipping when you got the flu. I'm trying it, you know.
I'm back in for the finals.
Hey, just quickly.
The experiment's over.
Dan, we heard you've got a bit of history in Geraldton.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I was born in Geraldton, but I don't remember anything about it. I've only been back a couple of times. Why? Who's chasing me for money?
Well, actually, let's have a listen.
We love him up here like a cork in the ocean.
Dennis is a legend.
He snuck up on him like a librarian. We love you, Dennis.
Dennis is massively famous here, and we do claim him as our own.
The path takes it right in front. He moves in close. He lets one go with just 10 yards out. Oh, and he shanked it out in the full. Cheers, Dennis. Great voice.
Yeah, Dennis, a lot of great memories, mate, with you calling the football. Good job.
Dennis, your voice does things for me. We need you back on the radio.
I'm on the radio.
Dan, you're famous up here. There's actually done a few pubs in Geraldton, and your photo appears regularly alongside the great Maneys up there.
Does it? Okay. Well, that's terrific to know. I mean, they've done a lot with Geraldton. It's really gone ahead in leaps and bounds in the last few years.
Beautiful.
Down near the water, terrific. So I like to get up there from time to time, just sneak in, and then go to those pubs and sort of hope people recognise me.
Now, Dennis, just quickly, got to ask you, before we get into talking finals, I know you're a little bit unwell, but how are you feeling this time of year? Because it's the first time in, gee whiz, for years and years and years that you're actually going to be just watching the finals rather than actually being a part of it and calling it.
No, I think I'm fine so far, but I'm getting a lot of questions about it. So I just wish people wouldn't ask. But Pete, I don't mean to have another crack at your peep, but shut up.
All right,
Dennis, let's get into it.
Lead the way, Lise.
Dan. Sorry, it's Pete. Just about to kick off the first game of finals week. Adelaide Crows versus the GWS Giants.
We've got a lot of detail tonight. Four games over 3 days. So tonight, the season's top qualifier, Adelaide against GWS. Now, the winner goes straight to a home preliminary final. Adelaide will be without Rory Sloane. That's a big out, but Talia and Walker are back. That's important. GWS, three changes, and Steve Johnson has been dropped. I like Adelaide, despite the absence of Sloane. This season, Adelaide played GWS once back in round one, all the way back at the start of the season, and they won by 56 points. I think Adelaide will carry the day.
All right. Tomorrow, we've got the Cats and the Tigers at the MCG.
The winner of this game goes straight to a preliminary final of the MCG. Joel Selwood is back for the Cats. Josh Caddy, a former Cat, is back for Richmond. Back in round 21, Geelong defeated Richmond by 14 points at Geelong. And I think Geelong will win this. But Richmond's performance at Geelong just a few weeks ago, round 21, was pretty positive. So this should be a terrific game. I simply don't trust Richmond. It's something I've acquired over the years because I've not seen them do well in finals ever. I've seen them when I was a boy, but they were a powerhouse. But no, I think Geelong might just sneak out.
All right. Geelong for me too, Pete. And Adelaide.
Lockdown. The Swans and Essendon at the SCG.
Right, on Saturday. The second elimination final. And the loser is out. And Henry Papley and Naismith all come in for Sydney. Kurt Tippett has been dropped. Now, he's a big name. Hurley and Fantasia return from injury for the Bombers. No Cale Hooker. Now, you might remember the best game of the season, certainly the best finish of the season, Sydney beat Essendon by 1 point in round 14. And that was that remarkable comeback with Sydney kicking three goals in the last 3 minutes. So if we get something like that, this will be a memorable final. But I think Sydney will win.
All right, yep, Sydney for me too. And important to note, that game's live on Mix 94.5 at 2:20 p.m., as is the other Saturday game, Port Power versus West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, well, that's Saturday night, and the loser is out, and the winner will play the loser of Adelaide and GWS away. So if they win the West Coast Eagles, they will have to play in Adelaide again or in Sydney. No changes for the Eagles, just one change for Port. Impey replaces Johnson. Don't think anybody cares. West Coast, not big names is what I'm saying. I'm sure they're...
Yeah,
the family cares and everyone around the place cares. But
I don't. Cares.
West Coast played well, I thought, against Adelaide in round 23. They played really well, and they're in with a big show in this game. But if you think back to the last time they played twice this season, actually, early in the season. 8 points was the margin round 7 in Adelaide, Port won. And then Port won convincingly in round 16. We did that game, of course, on Mix 94.5 for Triple M. And the margin was 32 points. Now, I think that was telling. Every challenge that the West Coast threw at them, Port had an answer. So I think it might be the same way on Sunday. Saturday.
Right.
Sunday.
All right. And as you mentioned, Lise, yes, live on Mix 94.5 and bounce down
550,
at 5:50. All right. Dan, mate, we
get
hope...
Get better, darling. Hot lemon and honey.
Yeah, you're feeling better very soon, mate.
That sounded almost insincere. I know you...
I was sincere, Dan. You get better. Chin up. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Enjoy. We are broadcasting live from Southerly's Tavern in Port Denison this afternoon.
What a beautiful spot it is.
And a beautiful...
I've picked out my boat.
Have you?
Yeah, my
Which
dream
one
boat.
Is it?
Just that one, the big one.
Oh, the big one. The biggest one in the harbour.
The big one.
Yeah, of course.
It will need staff. So that means I'll need to win enough in Lotto to buy it and staff it.
No, sir, not a problem with that. We can round up a few people around here. We've already got...
Oh, yep, there we go. The hands are up.
They are ready to go. Hey, look, everywhere along Australia's Coral Coast, it's a unique and pristine holiday experience at your doorstep. You should start planning your getaway at australiascoralcoast.com because there is so much to see and do, and it is within minutes of each other. Not even a joke. Now,
it's
yesterday...
Been a nice leisurely drive.
It has been a nice leisurely drive.
It really has, yeah.
A few stops along the way to Port Denison today, but we started in Geraldton, and we've been there the last couple of days. And we decided to have a little bit of fun in the bay in Geraldton doing flyboarding.
Hmm.
Well, I did rather.
Well, you did because you're braver than me. I mean, I've done everything, but I was a little bit of chicken.
Chicken.
That song by the Bareacre Ladies. I was a bit chicken today, yesterday to do that.
Thanks to the guys at Ultimate Water Sports. They put on an absolute show for us, and you can see the video online at mex.com.au. But let's now... Off the back of our inaugural Australia's Coral Coast Flyboarding Championship, join Lisa Shaw in hosting, commentary and expert analysis.
Lindsay, tell us what Pete is going to be doing today.
He's going to be flying around like Iron Man.
Oh, that is so up your alley. But nothing will be going up his alley, will it, because it's attached to his feet?
Yes, and we've got wetsuits, so that's hopefully...
No enema.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. Pete, how do you feel about it?
I'm terrified. I'm like Tony Stark the first time he tried the Iron Man suit on. He's terrified, and it did not go very well, and he damaged a few cars as well.
Lindsay, he's going to be how high in the air?
12 to 15 metres.
No.
12 to 15 metres.
No, let's start. Can we, how about maybe 3 or 4?
Pete, I do have one challenge for you while you're out there. 12 to 15 metres in the sky. I want you to sing I Believe I Can Fly, the R. Kelly version.
If I manage to get up there, I believe I can do it.
We shall see. After the hoverboard, does he get to do the jetpack? Because I think he's very excited about the idea of jetpacking.
I think he'd do well as James Bond.
So James Bond and Pussy Galore reporting live from the foreshore of Geraldton. Fun fact, Pete's wetsuit wouldn't do up because Pete ate 3 breakfasts this morning. His, mine, and a spare that came out. He has the wetsuit up to his waist, and then his bare arm to the elements. Good luck, Mr. Pancakes. Good luck. Pete's doing his figure eight at the moment. Oh, hang on, he's nearly up, he's up, he's up! Oh, and he's down. And he's nearly up! Oh, and he's down. And he's up! Oh, my God! Oh, wow! There's that 12 metres out of the water. And he's down. I shouldn't laugh. At least he's got the guts to go out and do it. Oh, he is going to feel like one of the superheroes he's always banging on about right now. We'll never get him out. And now he's back in the water. well, I'll be damned. I do believe he is singing I Believe I Can Fly. Oh, he knows a lot of the words. Coming out of the water. Pete, you sang the song.
I sang the song, like I said I would.
You sang more of the song than I expected you would know.
So, Kelly, so it's your turn now, yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm on commentary duty today. I told you this.
I'll tell you what, once you get comfortable and into it, it's like a feeling like no other. You really do feel like you're flying.
Do we need a team to get you out of the wetsuit?
I have a personal assistant for that. The name's Kat, the producer. And I'm not wearing underpants.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
What's better than winning a game of Monopoly against Lisa and Pete? Winning instantly at Macca's. The Monopoly game is back at Macca's with a 1 in 5 chance to win instantly.